Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Kid Rush Radio. Kids Rush Radio.
Hey, good evening, Chance Rush Radio. I want to thank Bird Inc. at birdindustriesinc.com. They are our official sponsor for Chance Rush Radio. Hope you're doing great this evening. What a beautiful night here, March the 20th, 2016. I cannot believe March is already almost over, and I'm loving it. I miss football season so. But March kind of helps out a little bit, adds something to it. Depending on how my Thunder do, also June is pretty fun to watch the NBA playoffs. But March Madness is absolutely crazy. It's ridiculous. My bracket has already been screwed up, so now I don't even care. I'm not even in the winner's bracket. I'm not even winning or whatever it may be. I don't have a shot at winning the pool, but I watch another Goliath go down to little northern Iowa. Want to give a big shout out real quick to my Oklahoma Sooners. Made it to the school. Looks like Northern Iowa out in Anaheim week. And I want to give a shout out to 4 wins up in North Dakota, Class B boys state champions. Last night, I have a Mr. From the 4 wins. I believe it's the first native to win Mr. Basketball, which that should have happened a long time ago, back in the day. I know there's a lot of Kansas Jayhawk fans out there, but I'm going to tell you right now, Russ Archambault was a way, way better basketball player than Jeff Bolshe. I'll tell you that right now. I don't care what anybody says. Russ Archambault ran laps around the dude. But Bolshe got the 586, something like that. We have a lot to cover. I want to give a first and foremost, I want to time. We're going to cut our episode short by 15 minutes tonight. We're only going to go for half an hour. I want to just send a message to everyone who knew Leland Richard Butch. That's one person, but Leland was his biological name. He changed it in the fifth grade. And then everyone called him Butch. Mr. Pengel went home, I believe, on the 18th, the 17th or the 18th, a couple days ago. Services will be in Henrietta, 10 a.m. in the morning. So if you knew that family, the Barnett family out of Okema, laying to rest, sending him home Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. and call somebody and find out how to get down there, however that goes. Very special man. I'm very grateful to know him as a person. It's my wife's uncle, my wife. I know they've been dealing with a very, very tough time, and also the task of preparing the funeral and preparing just all the responsibilities that go into that. So be keeping my wife and her entire family in your thoughts and prayers this evening. Life is not guaranteed to us. I know a lot of us, we feel entitled. And when it's too cold, or if it's too far, or if we have to walk too far, whatever it may be, life isn't entitled to us. I mean, we have to just be thankful and grateful every single day while we're here on earth. You know, Richard, he got in a motorcycle accident. it took away his ability to walk, and he was in a wheelchair for a big portion of his life. I mean, big portion of his later in life. About him today is he's perfect. He's walking perfect. He's a perfect individual. And by the grace of God, he's able to experience that. So again, I just want to thank you for giving me just a moment to talk about that family there. You know, I want to, tonight's episode, make sure your true colors belong. A lot of times we have, you know, we find ourselves having to pick between something, whether it be, you know, what side politically you sit, if you're a Sooner fan, if you're a Cowboy fan, if, you know, on the res, off the res, whatever it may be. I mean, in today's world, there's choices. Are you going to go to church on the move? Are you going to go to Life Church? Are you going to, you know, practice traditionally? Are you going to practice Christianity? You know, and so it's just a lot of, you know, choose this or that. There's a lot of this or that in life. You know, I want to encourage you to be you. Be you and stand up for what you believe in. Take a stand for it. Be mindful of the other. Be mindful of the other option. But take a stand for what you believe in. You know, make sure that your true colors belong to you. Let me tell you something first before I get into this episode about true colors. So the other day, my daughter is downtown Tulsa, minding her own business, doing her thing, and this little fat, out of shape, just goofy person rolls down his window and yells at my daughter, get out of our country, leave us alone, let us be. Rolled up his window and drove off. You know, people really think that they can talk that way. You know, people really think that they are entitled to say certain things to people. And you know, obviously I can't outrun a car. It doesn't matter. One thing that I'm grateful for is that my daughter, Abby, knows God, that she's smart, she's not ignorant, she's not arrogant, and she laughed it off because she chooses a different life. Matter of fact, that same day she went to a nursing home and visited with her homegirl in the nursing home. You know, and people really think that they're entitled to say a certain thing or act a certain way, but it's up to you. You know, it's up to you how you're going to be treated. It's up to you what you're going to stand for, and you need your true colors to be the person that you are. You don't need someone else's true colors. You don't need to live up to someone else's expectations. You live up to your expectations. And there's, you know, one thing, a lot of you are being held back. You're not where you want to be at in life because your true colors are, you think that your true colors are what your spouse wants you to think or act, or what people at work, how they want you to think or act, best friend, whatever it may be. They're not your best friend if they expect a lot out of you and it's not you being who you are and what you stand for. You know, you need your true colors to make you become the person that you want to become. I've been doing this now for 16 years, and I'm not going anywhere until my maker, my creator, my Lord and Savior calls me home. I'm right here, and I'm going to be in the mix, and I'm going to make things happen. And I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to continue my outreach. And I am going to continue to stand up for what I believe in. And there's not anyone that can take that away from me. There's not anyone that can say anything about it. This is who I am. This is what I stand for. But I want to make sure that my true colors are being displayed in what I stand for. I hope that my true colors are living up to, you know, what I share with you and how I am with you. You know, I've got a lot of friends all across the country. And, you know, I always want to make sure that I'm honest with them and I tell them the truth. And I live up to the person that I want to be every single day. And I need my true colors. I don't have time to live up to someone else's expectations. When I first kind of got into being a public speaker, being an advocate, traveling around doing trainings, a lot of people said that they were going to help me. A lot of people said, I'm going to sign you up for this, I'm going to sign you up for that. At the end of the day, they never really did. And that's okay, because if you want something, you have to get up and you have to go make it happen. There's only so much that you could do. There's only the difference is you just being a person who can encourage them to go become that. One day, I was sitting in a I used to have this thing called Camp Rush, where I brought in a lot of individuals who were working on bettering themselves and were good entertainers or whatnot. And I had this thing called Camp Rush, and it was real. They lived in my home. I provided for them, and it was my mission. It was my way of, it was my outreach. It was our detox. And one of the young entertainers, I just kept getting on him about making moves. You got to make moves. If you give up, I'm not going to be there to keep encouraging you. I'm that type of dude. If you give up, I give up with you. I love you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to be the best bro that I possibly can. But a few things that my closest friends know about me is that I am who I am. And there's nobody that can change me other than my Lord and Savior, and the people that he puts in my life to help with that. Another thing that they know is I am the most competitive person out there. I will compete. If I can't play lacrosse, I will try. If I can't play basketball, I'm going to try to D you up anyway. I am a competitive person. I always wanted to be the best of the best. I'm not all about these regional champions and these district champions and the fastest kid in my high school. I wasn't about that. I wanted to be the best of the best. I didn't care if you were the city champ. I wanted to be the state champ. I didn't care if you were a conference champ. I wanted to be a national champion. I don't care if you got all district. I wanted to be an All-American. I was a very, very competitive person. Let me get off of that, okay? And the third one, is you have got to be you. And if there's anybody that truly, truly knows me, that's the third thing, is I am who I am. I'm going to stand up to be who I am. If I want to make things happen, I have to do it. There's nobody out there that's going to come knock on your door and say, hey, listen, I know that you want to go live this dream. Well, come on, I'm that dream. It doesn't happen that way. You need your true colors to get you there. Colors, true means virtue. True means honest. That's what true means. If you're lazy, it's true to you. If you're out of shape, it's true to you. If you give up, it's true to you. Just because it's true to you doesn't mean that it loves you, doesn't mean that it hates you. It simply means true is honest. That's what virtue means. The other one is colors. Colors are a beautiful thing. Colors are what we define things. We don't want to have a house outside is white, the inside is white. You know, everything that we have is white. I know that there's a politician out there who's running for president. I mean, he may be the only, even he don't want that. Even he don't want a white house on the outside, a white house on the inside, everything white, white, white. Looks like you're buying insurance at Progressive. You know, we want to add color because what color is, it defines something. It brings to light. And what color is, it's value. So when you say your true colors, what you're really saying is, what's your virtue? What's your values? You know, another story. I just joined the membership at Cherokee Hills. You know, I started to play golf now. And trust me, by no means is it, you know, a lifestyle that I'm trying to live. It really helps me in the work that I do. The radio show, traveling with MC1, traveling across the country, doing different trainings, writing my outreach, trying to get this nonprofit rolling. I need golf as someone to talk to. I need golf as prayer time, you know. And I joined Cherokee Nation. They have a golf course out there, and I joined it. And I already had two encounters. It's crazy. The first, you know, one of them was really minor. A marshal was really trying to call me out on some stuff and talk down to me. And, you know, I kind of just turned the other way. The other, last week, Monday, I took my son out to the golf course, and I wanted him to drive the cart for me. I wanted him to kind of get a feel of the game. And I had a 10:30 tee time. And I knew that, you know, when you play golf, if you have a 10:30 tee time, you better be ready to have your tee and the ball on the tee and swinging and getting ready to hit the ball at 10:30. Because there's a group that goes on behind you, and there's also a group that's in front of you. And even though golf is a relaxing sport, it takes skill. And one of the skills is to be productive. Part of productive is hitting it straight, being able to look for your lost ball so long, work on your swing. You know, I was on the first tee, and it was my tee time. And gave him a couple of shots to let him hit the ball, let the ball again, and it took a little bit. And that third time, it was my. I got up there, and I figured they were out of the way because no one was in their runway. I mean, no one was along the. You know, they're all on the cart path, and I swung and I hit my ball, and it bounced by their golf cart. And it rolled past their golf cart. And two gentlemen got out of the cart. They took a ball, and they threw it right at my cart. And he flipped me off. He turned around, and he got back in his cart, and he drove off. They did this in front of my 13-year-old son. So I drove up there to them, and I apologized for, you know, almost hitting them. And the dad was walking up to me and said, "You hit me in the face." I'll tell you this right now. If you took a line drive golf ball to the face, you're not going to be standing up trying to flip somebody off. And I mean, I don't know if it almost hit him, but me and my son did see the ball roll, you know, kind of out of the way. And despite that, the blame, and I felt bad because my golf ball almost hit them. And even though they weren't in the fairway, they were on the cart path and they were driving off, I felt like it was safe enough for me to hit the ball. So I felt bad for, you know, almost hitting him. So I wanted to make sure that I apologized for that. So I drove up there and I told him I was sorry. And, you know, they were crying around. And I went back and got my golf ball. And I said, you know, I'm going to pass these guys. I'm going to go to the second tee. Got up to there again. I said, "Guys, I'm going to move on to the second tee. You know, I apologize. I really am sorry." And the son said, "If your son wasn't with you, I would kick your butt." But he didn't say it that way. And I stopped the cart, and a little bit of me wanted to say, no, you're not. But instead of going to that level, I took a deep breath, and I let my true colors play its part. I said, sir, you can't think that way. You just can't think that way. And I drove off. We got to the second hole. My son was shooken up over it, 13-year-old kid. He was scared. I wasn't scared. I hit the ball, and the rest of my day went on. We got down to the bottom part of the second hole. It was a par five. And, you know, my son got out of the cart with me, and he said, you know, Dad, he probably feels bad. He's going to feel bad for what he said. And I said, you know, son, I would be very upset and I would be very disappointed if you ever told a father in front of his son what you would do to him if his son wasn't around. I'm glad that I don't raise you like that. I'm glad that I raise you to be a better person. We played the rest of the day and we had a great time. I had a good time out on the course with my son. And the thing is that I wanted my son to see my true colors. I didn't want to put my son in a golf cart and say, hey, you know what, drive back to the clubhouse and come back out here in 15 minutes. Or I didn't tell my son, hey, just deal with it because your dad's about to handle business. I didn't say that. I simply told the man, you can't think like that. Because that's the message that I try to share with other people out there. Is you can't think like that. People are so caught up in how they are today. They don't care if they're ignorant or not. They're going to blab out what they want to blab out. They want to say what they want to say. You know, and my mama, she used to always tell me, son, when someone does something to you, turn the other cheek. And, you know, in my world, turning the other cheek doesn't necessarily mean look away and let them keep doing it again. And I know a lot of times it's really hard to take that saying, turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek. And there's times that I have. There's times that I did turn the other cheek. But, you know, my turning the other cheek is praying for them, praying for that individual that said that in front of my son. Because if there's a father out there listening tonight, if there's an older brother out there listening tonight, and if someone ever threatened in front of your son, you know that it's on. You know that it's on. You know that you would have a switch that would just flip on its own. But, you know, turning the other cheek means preparing yourself, letting your true colors take over in tough times. Because that was a tough time for me. But I looked away, and I let my true colors show. And my son appreciated my true colors. See, people out there want to appreciate your true colors. When they hear that saying, oh, your true colors are coming out, a lot of times we think that that's how they really are. That's what they really think. That's their true colors. Your true colors need to be something that makes you a stronger person, that can influence others, your actions that can influence others. Like I said, I'm not going anywhere. And I appreciate and love everybody that has prayed for me and has showed me support along the way in my outreach and what I'm called to do. But at the same time, to be fair, I pray for all those people who think less of me. I pray for all those people who like to talk about me. I pray for all those people who like to put me down and say certain things about me. And the reason why I pray for them is because they're not exercising their true colors. They're exercising what everybody else wants them to exercise. They're exercising negativity. Negativity is something that we weren't born with. We developed it. We got that from other people that's been passed on, I feel bad for that man's kid because his dad is going to teach him, hey, This is how you're supposed to talk to people to get your point across. And you know what? I don't even sweat that guy at all. I could care less about what he thinks about me. All I can do is when I see him next time, make sure that he's out of the fairway, but also go on with my life. I don't have to instigate. I don't have to go back up and apologize because I already did that. The opportunity that I'll have if I see him again is to move on and go on with my life. I don't stress that. I don't stress much. Even my own people that like to put me down, even my own tribal community. There's some tribal, you've had that before where you have people in your own tribal community put you down. I've had that happen to me. But my true colors get me through things. Sometimes in life it's hard. It's hard to show your true colors. You want to show frustration. You want to show reaction. You want to show a mood. And you know what? That's what they want to see from you. People that talk about you, they want to see you get frustrated about it. People that put you down, they want to see you get angry over it. Be you. Be who you are. And be proud of what you stand for. In closing here tonight, again, I want to thank Lori Bird, Bird Inc., for investing in this online radio show, for investing in my outreach. I want to thank you very much. A 100% Native American owned company. Very, very grateful for all the work that you do out there. Go on to her website, birdindustriesinc.com. If you need assistance in anything, commercial, construction, get on that website, check them out. Richard Pangle, Uncle Butch, I know you're listening in from above. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for letting me be your nephew. Thank you for being an awesome uncle. Thank you for loving all of my children. And thank you for always, always having a sense of humor every time we got together. I'm going to miss you. I love you. And I'm just so grateful and I'm so thankful that I got about 6 good years of knowing who you are and what you stand for. You're perfect now. And you can walk. You don't need your wheelchair. You don't have to worry about someone's going to come visit you in little Okima. Now you're in heaven, and you're visiting everyone that you love because that's the faith that you had, and that's what you believed in. I want to say thank you to everybody for listening tonight. For more information, go to www.chancerush.com. and www.onechanceleadership.com. I want to give a big shout-out to my boy, Mr. MC1, Marcus Anthony Gwynn. We are about to do it. Springtime 2016, we're going to hit the road. So check out One Chance Leadership and buy our OCL gear, okay, our 1CL gear. Buy that. Hey, good night tonight. Join me next Sunday night. Be checking Facebook, be checking my website. I'll have the program for you. What a good night it was tonight. I love each and every one of you. Hey, your true colors belong to you. They don't belong to somebody else. You can't ever, ever give me life acting, feeling, or being something or someone for someone else. You be you. Rush.